You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
Welcome to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Each week, I, John Wall, will bring you the latest gaming impressions, news, and industry happenings delivered to you in under 15 minutes or your money back. On today's episode, we'll be talking about Bramble the Mountain King. If you haven't yet subscribed to the show, you should take a moment to do so. And I would also love to hear your feedback, which you can do by leaving a review wherever you're listening to today's episode. You can also find me and join in the conversation by looking on Twitter, Threads, or Facebook and searching for Midlife Side Quest. So each week I start the show with some positive vibes. A special shout out to somebody in an attempt to make the gaming space a little bit more welcoming and to spread some joy. And this week's positive vibes go out to Joseph Moran. Now, I think I might have sent some vibes out to Joseph once before in an episode, but that's okay. It's my show and I make the rules. I'm not sending them out this week because of his awesome podcast, The Trophy Room, although you should be subscribed to it. Instead, I'm doing it because he has been inspiring the heck out of me recently with his weight loss journey that he's been chronicling on his social media channels, where he goes by Mr. Badbit, if you're not following him. As someone who has been trying to lose weight myself lately for a variety of health reasons, seeing Joseph kick so much butt on his journey is inspiring and it's exciting to watch. I love seeing every week or every couple of weeks as he updates and shows the progress that he's making. So, congrats, Joseph, and keep up the great work. You know, we are just a little over a week away from the release of Starfield, one of the most anticipated games probably of the last few years, and a game that will no doubt consume dozens, probably more like hundreds of hours of my life. So in preparation for that, I've been trying to wrap up some of my gaming loose ends. Finished games that I've started, like Final Fantasy 16, which I am chipping away at still. And check out some of the smaller scale games that I've been meaning to play for a while. Games like Bramble the Mountain King. Now, this game came out back in April, and to be honest, I didn't notice. I hadn't heard of it before its release, and I don't really recall seeing any talk about it when it came out, which is a shame. In fact, the first time I heard of the title at all was when Phil Spencer, the head of Xbox, tweeted about it probably a few weeks ago. I know Spencer plays a good amount of games, but he doesn't usually tweet much about, you know, third-party titles unless they really leave a good lasting impression. And when I saw that the game had recently become available on Xbox Game Pass, I knew that this was something that I wanted to check out. And I'm really glad that I did, because this game deserves much more attention than I think it's received so far. Bramble comes from Swedish developer Dimfrost, in what I think is their first game, and it's inspired by Nordic folklore. It's the story of a young boy named Oli who goes in search of his sister after waking up one night to find her gone. When he does eventually find her, the pair end up getting lost in a fantastical world full of fairies and gnomes and all sorts of mythical creatures. Now, so far you might be thinking, oh, this sounds nice. This sounds like a cute little fairy tale, kind of like Hansel and Gretel. Well, no, this is no Disney movie. In fact, it's more like if a Brothers Grimm tale was adapted by the director of Saw. This game is brutal. But I'll get back to that in a second. Bramble is a 3D adventure game with all of the gameplay features that typically come along with a game like that. It's got exploration and stealth and platforming, puzzles, and some light combat. For the most part, the gameplay is solid enough, but it feels a little like it's doing the bare minimum. Both the puzzles and the combat are pretty simple. There's not a lot to it, and the few instances when you're forced to fight instead of run, it usually comes down to just throwing items at an enemy's weak spot. It's definitely not bad, really, in any way, but it's not that interesting or entertaining either. The platforming segments are actually a bigger issue to me. The movement feels fine. The movement's good enough, but there are moments when, you know, you would try to grab onto a climbable surface when it felt like it was positioned right, but he just wouldn't grab on. And I had many platforming deaths that I would attribute more to a camera angle that made it hard to see where I was jumping, or it just being unclear which parts of the environment I could interact with. The frustration wasn't helped by the fact that whenever you fall or get hit by an enemy, one mistake means death. It's one hit and you're dead. And, you know, while these things didn't ruin the experience by any means, they do show a studio that will probably learn from this experience and hopefully tighten things up a bit on their next game. Now, where Bramble really excels for me is in its presentation and its storytelling. The story of Ole? God, I can't remember how you pronounce it. The story of him searching for his sister in this mysterious land is really compelling, and I was always excited to see what would happen and which creatures he would encounter next. And the further you get in the game, the darker and more disturbing the world turns out to be. From a terrifying Pied Piper who lures you in and then lurks deep in the waters of a swamp waiting to leap out and snatch you, to the Butcher, a giant troll who dices his prey into bits and attacks you with his massive cleaver. The boss encounters in this game are supremely dark and messed up, and there were moments when I was getting serious Silent Hill vibes from this game, especially during one fight which takes place entirely in the player's mind. It's not only dark and grim, though. There are moments throughout the game when the horror subsides and you get to take in the beauty of the world. And there's really some gorgeous scenes in this game. One in particular has you making your way across this beautiful field filled with flowers, and there's deer roaming, and there's this beautiful Swedish folk song playing as you travel. And it was honestly like one of my favorite moments in a video game this year. It was just really effective and well done. Another nice touch that adds to that fairy tale vibe is that none of the characters speak in the game, but the entire story is narrated as you progress, and it's quite well done. It's really well voice acted, and I liked that approach to the storytelling. The visuals, like I said, are beautiful, whether it's a, you know, pretty scene in a field or something, you know, dark and grotesque. It looks really good. The music is fantastic. It is really, really good. And all in all, it's just a great presentation and a really compelling story. Enough so that it compensated for the shortcomings that I felt that the gameplay had. Now, as much as I do highly recommend this game, I feel like I really need to tell you that some of the content in this game will absolutely be troubling to some players. This can be a disturbing game. In addition to the violence, just kind of the general level of violence, there are also several depictions of violence towards children, as well as images and references to suicide. So if you are especially sensitive to these kind of things, you may want to skip this one, or at least, you know, just know that that's in there when you go into it. But if you think, you know, that you're up for that sort of thing, if you're okay with that, Bramble does get a high recommendation from me, and I think it's one of the best indie games I've played this year. It's not perfect. There are things I wish it did better, but for a first game from a studio, I'm very impressed, and I'm excited to follow this studio and see what they do next. A lot of the things that have come along with getting old, I knew to expect. You know, afternoon naps, going to bed early, lots of prescriptions and pills to take, randomly getting mad at people who walk by my house for no reason. These are all things that I had heard about before and I knew I'd have to deal with as I went through middle age. Now, one thing that nobody told me about, and something that I was totally unaware of until recently, was the leakage. I'm serious. I'll be peeing, as one does, and I'll be finished, shake, shake, walk away, and there it is, a rogue trickle. I don't have to pee anymore. The task has been completed. I'm done. Yet there I am leaking like a Walmart Canada. Twice recently at work, I've left the men's room with a quarter-sized mark of shame on my trousers. I don't get it. And it doesn't matter how much you shake. I'll stand there like I'm playing Wii Sports Resort, and before I even reach the sink, there it is. Is my bladder just getting weak, like the rest of me? Or is there something more sinister at work? I'll get to the bottom of it, but I swear to God, if I end up wearing diapers, I'm gonna be pissed. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife Side Quest. Don't forget that you can catch a new episode every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you enjoy the show, you can lend your support by subscribing and leaving a review. And you can follow the show on Twitter, Threads, and Facebook by searching for Midlife Side Quest. So, until next time, be well and keep playing.